We few Sabbath-keeping Adventists were widely scattered. Joseph Bates in Massachusetts and Hiram Edson in western New York State led small bands of believers. My husband, James White, ministered to the company in Topsom, Maine. But the winter months of 1847 and 1848 were difficult for us.
There, there, little Henry. Mama will hold you for a while.
Up you go.
Ellen, why don't you let me hold the baby? He's getting heavy and not very well. Besides, I love holding that sweet little bundle.
Sister Howland, I think you climb the stairs to our rooms a dozen times a day just to see and hold Henry. You'll spoil him rotten, and me too.
I only wish I could do more. I know that you and James are having a very difficult time right now.
You and Brother Howland have done so much for us already, and we're so grateful.
Well, you'd do as much for us. Oh, that must be James now. I'd better be going downstairs. Stockbridge will be wanting his supper. I'll just put Henry down in his crib. There.
Good evening, Sister Howland.
Evening, James.
You're late, dear, and you look awfully tired. Did something go wrong?
No. I just stopped at the post office. We have two more invitations from bands of believers who want us to speak to them.
Did they send any money for expenses?
No. And we don't have enough to make a trip.
And besides, I just can't travel with the baby.
We'll have to write and tell them. The way isn't open for us to come at this time.
In February 1848, the workers of Paris rebelled, forcing Louis-Philippe to abdicate and declaring the Second French Republic. In March, there were anti-government riots in Vienna, and Prince Metternich fled to London. We shook our heads in wonder over these events and tried to deal with our own crises.
Stay at that, Ellen. I'll tend to the baby.
You will not, James. I'll do it. If you're going to chop wood all day, you need your rest.
I can't sleep anyway. Pain in my side keeps me awake. Here we go, big boy. Papa's got you. Ellen! He's burning with fever. He's very sick.
Is Henry any better today, Ellen?
No, Brother Howland. In fact, he seems worse in spite of all the remedies we've tried.
We must call a doctor.
I think you're right, Sister Howland. We can't take chances with his life.
Holland, the doctor says he doubts Henry will recover.
Oh, the poor little tyke.
We've tried everything but prayer. Will you two pray with us?
Of course. Let's kneel right now and seek the Lord. Will you lead us, James?
Gracious Lord, if it is thy will, take away this sickness from our child and make him well again.
James, even prayer hasn't helped our baby. Has God forgotten us?
No, Ellen. But he may be trying to tell us something.
What do you mean?
How many speaking invitations have we turned down the last few months?
Oh, I don't know, but we couldn't go. You've been busy earning a living, and there's the baby.
That's just it, don't you see? We've made Henry our excuse for not traveling and laboring for the good of others.
Oh, James, you're right. Our true work is spreading God's word. Let's fall on our knees and renew our pledge to the Lord.
When James and I pledged ourselves to go wherever God might send us, Henry began to recover. When we received a letter from E.L.H. Chamberlain of Middletown, Connecticut, asking us to attend a conference in April 1848, we did not hesitate.
My, $10 doesn't go far these days. I had to spend half the money you earned for clothing to make this trip.
You and the baby could hardly travel in rags.
Oh, I wish we could have bought you a new overcoat, though. I had to patch some of the patches on this old thing.
Yes, everything's going up, including rail fares. It cost $5 for the three of us to travel from Maine to Dorchester, Massachusetts. That leaves us with no money to get to Connecticut.
Well, as Captain Bates always says, the Lord will provide.
At least it'll be good to visit a spell with Brother and Sister Nichols. I only wish we could stay with them longer.
Brother Nichols, Sister Nichols, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Well, Ellen, I'm just sorry you two have to leave so soon. Oh, we've enjoyed seeing little Henry. It's hard to believe he's 7 months old already.
James, Otis, and I want you to take this. I'm sorry it isn't more.
$5? Sister Nichols, you couldn't know it, but we came here on faith. Without a penny to our names.
Oh, I had no idea.
Thanks to your generosity, we have the money for our fares to Connecticut.
We're just glad for the opportunity to help support God's work. Now, get into the buggy and I'll drive you to the train.
Well, Ellen, this is Middletown, Connecticut, all right. But I'm not sure where we should go.
I think this is the first time I've been in a town where I didn't know anyone. Have you met any of the believers from Connecticut, James?
No. We'll just have to ask around until we find one of the believers. I wish we could hire a carriage, but we only have 50 cents left.
We'd better not spend that on a carriage. We can walk.
There's a lumber yard over there. I'll throw our trunk on the pile of boards there so it won't be seen. Let's go.
Glad to meet you, Brother Chamberlain.
I'm so glad we found you.
So am I, Sister White. I'm sorry I wasn't at the station to meet you, but I didn't know you were arriving today.
We weren't sure ourselves what day we'd get here.
And how are we to get from your home to Rocky Hill for the conference? 8 miles is too far to walk, what with Ellen and the baby.
Well, don't worry. Brother Albert Belden plans to send a 2-horse wagon on the 20th to carry all the believers in Middletown to the conference.
The conference is to be at his house, isn't it?
That's right. He has a large, unfinished room that should hold us all.
Only about 15 were present for that first meeting on Thursday, but people kept coming in on Friday until we numbered about 50. The meetings closed Monday morning.
Brother Bates, God has blessed your labors here. You presented the commandments in a clear light and encouraged the believers.
Yes, indeed. Not everyone who came was fully decided on the Sabbath, but the word awakened them.
Well, I praise God for that. The testimonies of those who keep the Sabbath had a great impact on minds and hearts.
Has Mrs. Bates accepted the Sabbath yet?
No. She still hesitates in the valley of decision.
We'll continue to pray for her.
Oh, thank you. You're dear friends, indeed. Well, I'd better hoist sail and set my course for home.
Farewell!
Farewell!
Farewell, Brother Bates.
Well, James, Ellen, we're so glad you could come.
Brother Belden, thank you so much for allowing us the use of your house for the conference.
Oh, it was my pleasure. And a blessing to my house, Elder White.
We've been blessed during this time in your home.
Thank you, Sister White. Tell me, do you two have any particular plans now that the conference is over?
Our only plan is to wait on the Lord. We have nothing else to do but to serve God and go where He opens the way.
In that case, would you consider staying here with us? We could give you this room for your family.
God bless you.
We'll be happy to accept your offer.
We were to remain with the Beldens for 4 months while we waited for the Lord to lead us to our next duty.